What about 128 today in this trial?
I'm pretty confident he's going to jump, to tell you the truth, Andrew. I think that, you know, the stable's confident. I don't think it's off one jump out that I'm sure it's not off one jump out that they're bringing in here. So he showed a bit of consistency in three or four jump outs. So they may have found the key to him to switch him back on and say, okay, you've got to jump. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in action and hopefully in at his best.
And in that trial, a number of horses as well from the Chris Waller stable. And Chris joins us. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie.
G'day, Chris.
Chris, a lot of interest, obviously, in Chautauqua. But for you and the stable, there's so many potential spring horses going in this trial as well today.
Yeah, we've got some nice ones there. Some nice colts and fillies and mares. So, yeah, it's a good good stepping stone for them to heading towards some big races. Obviously some key three-year-old colts that we're going to be trying to split up at some stage, but at this stage heading towards a run for the race, three of them.
Very disappointed Tom Melbourne's not in that trial. We've put two together. He could have put two together.
Yes, could have made it up for himself, couldn't he? Could have got on the news tonight.
Exactly.
In Chautauqua's trial.
Oh, now, hang on. Just on that front, we've been talking about Twitter a little bit this morning, Chris, with photos and things of young boys and that, but of Ron Duppersey. Young lads of Ron Duppersey. Are you starting to tweet? Is this you on the Waller page? Be cheeky about Tom Melbourne.
We're now officially twits, just like you. just sort of one a day. We're trying to get up, and we can see the use of it. And I'll tell you what has brought to our attention is Winx. We put up a video of her.
Goes ballistic.
Last Saturday morning, we put one up of Ormich and her with the Daily Telegraph doing the form, got to something like 150,000 views. Like that's the
massive.
That's the power of Winx. And so we've seen the side of that. And, just a bit of light-hearted stuff along the way also.
Yeah, for sure.
Runners today, Bella Success in the first. She drops a little in class today.
Yeah, it's her day today. No excuses. She's looked so unlucky in many of the runs today. She's got a good draw, right distance, track, etc. So no excuses for her.
This Palmateer is an interesting mare. She really won with a touch of authority at Sandown there, and there's been a couple of winners out of that race.
Yeah, she's threatened to show some ability and finally did it that in that start. So today looks a nice race for her as well. She arrived back Thursday morning and settled in well. So good draw again. And yeah, definitely a top three chance.
And changing the subject, have you had a chance to look at this track this morning?
Saw a horse work on it earlier. She got over it pretty good. I think it's a lot better than it's been. The grass is starting to come through, and they've done a great job because it's been a real, really tough winter, as everybody's aware. I think it's a genuine soft.
Yep.
Although it's only a five, I think they'll get into it a bit, but. Shouldn't worry too many horses, I wouldn't think, and it looks pretty even from inside to out to my eye.
Race two, Trafalgar. His form's a little bit hot and cold.
Exactly that. He's at least got a good draw, senior rider aboard. Not that Sam's ridden him poorly, but might just be ready for a bit of a wake-up. So James going aboard, I think, is a big plus in a pretty moderate race.
Galactic Raj improved. I see he backed up the other day and he had a trip back down to Sydney. Can we use that as an excuse for him or no?
Just they went so slow in that staying race might have been a negative. Awkward draw, but as I said, it's a pretty weak race, so needs to improve. But it's that type of race. There's a lot of chances.
Performer, happy with his progress since the autumn?
Very happy. He's a hard horse to get a line on because he's quite laid back. I think he's a genuine horse. And we've got to obviously forget the day that he ducked out and dislodged Huey. And then we've got to forget the golden slipper we drew close to the outside barrier and just never got a chance. So he's trialled well. We've had to make him sort of finish the trials off. But as I said, that's just his nature. He's just a laid back horse. And I think he's genuine. So, tricky thing today is the gate. and I think he will get back into the second half of the field and making up ground over 1,100 on a soft track, I think, is going to be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So from a winning perspective, I can see a few negatives there, but from a horse-to-follow perspective, that's what I want to see. And if luck comes his way, then sure, he's a winning chance. So tricky little race. He's going to be in an awkward spot, and he's one to follow.
Dealmaker in race six. He's an interesting horse. He looks a nice stayer in the making.
Yeah, he doesn't have brilliance over the shorter trips, but you can see he really sustains a good gallop when he did win his maiden in particular. So the 1,400 from awkward gate getting back is going to be hard to see him win. But again, I just think he's a nice horse going towards the gloaming and hopefully a spring champion.
Race seven, Leopari, been a little bit disappointing since winning here three back.
Yeah, I think he just needs a forgiving track, which he'll get today. So there's a big plus there. Huey rode him last start, I think, and he got off and said the horse is going terrific. He just needs conditions to suit and the race run to suit. So at least a better draw, he'll hopefully settle midfield, but only negative is a risk at the 1,900.
And I am serious. Terrific first up. She looks in good shape. 1,400 to 1,900, making everyone hesitate here. But I did hear you comment before a first up run, we've got a race ready for a second up 1,900. So it's not an afterthought.
No. Right from when she went out for a short break, and we just worked out before. She was out of the stable for 8 days. So she had 8 days off and was back in trial before that 1,400-metre race. And you got to remember, she's running on those heavy mile tracks as well and racing so well. So, yep, this has always been the plan today. And hence the reason for the 1,400 to the 1,900. And had that race been a mile 2 weeks ago, she would have run in it, but there wasn't. Mm. So that was the best race we could find. And yeah, I think she's a great chance. A little bit awkward from the barrier. And obviously we're all sort of wondering how good Avilius is. So I think she's a top two chance.
Yeah, definitely. You're very strong in this last race. High Mist, he's looking for a drop of rain and probably gets one by this stage.
Yeah. He's got two different forms on the good tracks is no good at all, but the wet tracks is superior. So yeah, the weather, if we get a bit of rain through the day, it's going to enhance his chances, and he's not going too bad.
Eagle Boy is one that interests me. I thought he was terrific running right through the line there first up. Better draw, extra 100 metres, drop of rain. He capable of an upset?
Yeah, exactly. You've labelled everything that I can see, in particular the draw, so he won't get so far back. And first up run was terrific. He's probably looking for a bit further, but I certainly haven't overworked him, so should have a bit of speed left in it.
Obviously, the key to Perrette is getting him to settle. Knew he did that last time, but today's 1,500 looks a question mark on the speed in this race, but I suppose it all comes down to how he relaxes.
Yeah, I had a good chat to Huey yesterday about him, and we basically worked out they went pretty slow last start, and he did settle well. So that's 1,350 to 1,500. I think the tempo will be the same. So it's just a matter of that first 400-500 metres just to get him to relax. And obviously he's going to be spotting the lead as a big start, but he just got there so quickly last start, and his confidence is at a career high. And it looks like he's a really progressive horse. So as you said, just needs to settle, but if he does that, he's right, he'll win.
Opposition stayer resuming here, but you wintered him in Queensland with a couple of trials.
Yeah, and everything's gone to plan up there. He's a nice horse. He's a lovely, big, strong staying horse. He'll just sort of be in an awkward spot from gate eight, but I think a bit of room will suit him. So yeah, just like to see him sort of finishing off strongly over the concluding stages and one to follow as you get through to the second tier staying races later in the carnival.
A couple in Melbourne, the Avenger. Are you confident he'll run the mile out in race two?
He'll struggle to run the mile, and therefore riding quieter today and around Mallee from the wide gate is going to make it hard. But apart from that, the horse as well.
And Al Malambo and Overstep in race five.
Yeah, Mal Malambo, she's drawn wide, but going well. Overstep, she was around last Saturday, probably the pick of the two.
Okay, and just obviously you did work Winks this morning?
Yeah, she had a very quiet gallop. She ran over 1,000 metres in the last 400 in about 26 seconds, so just very well held, and she's just come through the race unbelievably well. She's 544 kilos going into Saturday's race. She's 542 coming out of it. So
incredible
kilos, and probably looks better for it. And just to give the listeners a bit of an idea, horses would normally drop 5 to 10 kilos and then put most of that weight back on over the next 2 weeks. But she just does it so easy; it doesn't really affect her weight, and she bounces through it. And hence the reason why she runs so well for the whole prep.
Incredible.
It is.
All right, well, we'll watch her in a couple of weeks, but good luck today with all the team, Chris. Thanks for your time, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Good on you.